It helps to see it, doesn't it? It's kind of an odd story, but one of the things that I really liked about that particular version, and there are lots of different versions, and there are lots of different things that I liked about it, but the thing that I liked is that as the angels are in heaven contemplating this great big plan for salvation, several of the angels were eating cupcakes. I don't know if heaven will be like that or if there will be cupcakes, but it made me think of tiny things that bring us good news of great joy. Small moments in life that bear good news for us, like a smile from a stranger or laughter with a friend. And tonight, for just a little while, we bask in the light of the message that it all conveys. This is the rather brilliant message at the heart of the Christmas story. And it can be summed up in three words. God loves you. Whether you live under a bridge, or in an apartment, or in a house with a family, or if you're on your own, God loves you. Whether you make $1 million a year, or you struggle to make ends meet, God loves you. Whether I see you here every week, or just maybe perhaps one or two times a year, God loves you. God's love doesn't depend on our ability to remain without sin or to live perfect lives or to keep our houses clean and raise children who always act the way that we want them to. It doesn't depend on how smart we are or what we know. It doesn't depend on us at all. God loves you. And the proof we have of that lies in a manger. In the Christmas story, all signs point to Jesus. So whenever or wherever we stray from God, God's love brings us back. The Holy Spirit points us back to Jesus, who is the ultimate sign of God's love. And the good news is that God's love shows up in ways that are unexpected. Not cupcakes in heaven, not in powerful rulers or mighty warriors, but in a powerless infant. Not to royal parents or in a royal household, but to a poor young couple in a stable. Brilliant. Jesus' entire humble life focused on reaching out to people who were searching and hurting to tell them that they were loved by God and that they belong. He spent his life making sure that people knew that he could bring them life and a more meaningful life lived in God's love, carrying the promise that God is with us no matter what we are going through. And then he died for us so that we might see and believe that Christ is the way and the truth and the life, taking on our sins so that we might be seen as righteous in God's eyes, bringing healing to our broken relationship with God. So as we celebrate the birth of Christ this night, think back on this year. When and where was the Holy Spirit pointing you home to Christ? When and where did you most feel the light? When and where did you find the face of Christ, the light of Christ, in the eyes of someone else? These are good questions to ponder as we face the coming of 2020, knowing that every day of this last year, God was with us and loved us. If life is ever overwhelming, know that this place, St. Andrew, is a place you can come to hear about that love, to see the face of Christ in those who gather together, and experience the wonder and the mystery of what it means to be beloved children of God. Together we can look at the manger and at the cross and remind ourselves that we are not alone and that God truly and deeply loves us. And so Al, as Linus famously once said, lights please. And as we hear from Christ, or from the good news, from the gospel, I would invite you to find your little unexpected multicolored light and turn it on. Because these were easier to do than 500 cupcakes. And in the warmth of this color and light, and in the presence of God's love and one another, let us hear from God's word and sing the story of great love shared for us in the gospel. A reading from Luke.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living in fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So when they went with haste, they found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made know what had happened, been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.